This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. South Korea's President Moon praised U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal for a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the demilitarized zone. The praise came for the U.S. president during a state dinner in Seoul. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
President Donald Trump has told a G20 summit press conference he may be meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un on Sunday during a visit to the demilitarized zone with South Korea. But he says nothing has been set up just yet. Trump added Kim has responded to the offer and was very receptive to the idea. North Korea's first vice foreign minister says it's a very interesting suggestion, and the meeting, if realized, he says, would serve as another meaningful occasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Earlier at the G20 summit in Osaka, the United States and China agreed to restart stalled trade talks. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, the new truce offers some relief from a nearly year-long standoff between the world's two largest economies.
President Donald Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping sat for talks on their ongoing friction on Saturday, where Washington agreed not to slap a fresh round of tariffs on exports from China. President Trump also added that U.S. companies can sell to Chinese tech giant Huawei, a firm that's become a target for authorities.
We send and we sell to Huawei a tremendous amount of product that goes into the various things that they make. And I said that that's okay, that we will keep selling that product.
Trump said, although he won't be adding a fresh round of levies, he would not lift existing import tariffs. In a statement, China's foreign ministry said Xi told Trump he hoped the U.S. could treat Chinese companies fairly. Talks between the two collapsed over a month ago, after Washington accused Beijing of pulling back on reform pledges.
Lauren Anthony of Reuters. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italian police on Saturday arrested the captain of the Dutch-flagged Sea-Watch 3 vessel owned by a German charity after it docked in the port of Lampedusa without authorization. As Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome, the vessel, still carrying 40 African migrants, had been at sea for more than 2 weeks.
Carol Rackete, the 31-year-old German captain of the Sea-Watch 3, said she had no choice but to enter the port because the situation of the migrants on board was very tense and she feared they would inflict self-harm. 40 African migrants who had fled horrors and tortures in Libya were still on board when the vessel entered the port Saturday morning. It remained unclear whether the migrants would be allowed to disembark and what their fate would be, although Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, speaking at the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, said a number of other European Union countries said they were prepared to accept the migrants. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
A cargo ship arrived at Vancouver, Canada, carrying 69 containers of Canadian trash, which the Philippine government says was shipped illegally to Manila years ago. The Anna Maersk docked at a port south of Vancouver City early on Saturday morning. The Canadian garbage was sent to the Philippines in 2013 and 2014, labeled as plastics for recycling. However, Canadian media report that much of the shipment contained just regular garbage, including dirty diapers, kitchen waste, and electronic devices. The mislabeled garbage had led to a diplomatic dispute between Canada and the Philippines. A former New York City police detective who was a leader in the fight for the September 11th Victims' Compensation Fund has died. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Luis Alvarez responded twice to 9/11, once as a New York police officer who spent 3 months working in the rubble, and then again when he fought for funding for those sickened at Ground Zero. In his final days of battling colorectal cancer, he testified before Congress about the need for permanent funding.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
His family, in a statement on Facebook, said, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he touched." Julie Walker, New York.
And Europe sweltered Saturday on the sixth day of a widespread deadly heat wave that has fueled record-breaking temperatures, huge blazes, and pollution peaks. At least 8 people have died because of the heat. Several hundred hectares have burned in both France and Spain. For more, be sure to visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The Voice of America. VOA1. The Voice of America. VOA1.